winners in the first round over Cherokee, the Division III champion, come out in their road dark blue uniforms trimmed in white. Again, Classical in their white uniforms trimmed in purple. Classical going left to right in front of our broadcast table at midcourt here at the Pizzatola Center. Westerly right to left, and the opening tap is controlled by Classical. And we are underway with the quarterfinal championships here at Brown University. Glad to have you aboard. Dan York and Aaron Thomas all afternoon long with Doug McGonigal. And Classical on the front, so on the front side, we've got a whistle and a foul early as they kind of move the ball around. First foul of the ball game.
Mark Perry
is charged to Mark Perry, the senior forward. And already we've got a little issue with the clock and the officials. And
shot clock on one end. That's bad. Yeah, interesting. Westerly, you know, has to stop Jamari Johnson right from the beginning, and they follow him. So Classical with a nice attack on the first series.
And I will have to admit that it does feel a little bit like a golf event versus a basketball event here. That the noontime cobwebs have not even come off the listen, as I see, actually, there's a good crowd that has been coming in around the sidelines. But there's kind of a sleepiness to this open quarterfinal game. By the time the afternoon starts to roll around, as teams are moving in and out, fan contingents are moving in and out, this thing becomes quite the buzz. We have the experience with it. Here's a drive by David Duke from the top of the key, and he gets the basket. Scores the first. That is the first score of the quarterfinals here. Westerly down 2-0 as they come to the front court. J.C. Hamlin on the weave, gives to Chris Dean. Dean out near midcourt on the right wing to Tabor Gates. He's guarded by Jonathan Batista. Man-to-man defense from Classical as Westerly moves the ball in front of the Classical bench. Here's a sideline jumper from Tabor Gates, who's known as a good shooter at a real cold game in his divisional championship. He misses short, and Classical comes to the front side. Jonathan Batista hands off to Rodney Theodore. On the right, it goes to Duke. He pulls up for a 15-footer, bangs it off the rim too hard. Rebound fought for and shot by Jamari Johnson. He misses. Ball on the floor. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Westerly ball.
Good pace right now for the game for Classical, getting the ball up and down the floor and looking inside. I think that's where the huge advantage is going to the 6'5", Jamari Johnson. He's touched it twice so far.
The Bulldogs come to the front. Hamlin, their ace at the top of the key, and he throws it right wing to Christine. Inside it goes, an errant pass. Actually, it was a good pass to Mark Perry. He couldn't hold on. He lost it, and Classical comes back the other way on the turnover. Here's Duke, three-pointer. Rolls around, drops for him. Hit the rim, hit the board, hit the rim, and fell through. That's a three-pointer. It's 5-0 Classical. Quick start for Classical. Not what Westerly was hoping for, that's for sure.
Exactly. I mean, if you're Westerly, Division II, you want to stop fast.
Westerly with the ball on the offensive end. They miss a couple underneath, and then they do score. J.C. Hamlin off a rebound knocks in an 8-footer. That makes it 5-2, and so the Bulldogs are finally on the board. They got to stay in touch if they're going to have any chance. They can't get behind 10 or 12 early.
They can. They're staying in the 2-3 zone right now to try to slow Classical down.
David Duke from the top of the key just throws up another one, and it kind of caroms away, and he's playing a little bit loosey-goosey. Here's Christine on the other end off a pretty pass from J.C. Hamlin. So Westerly in transition gets the bucket, and they're now within one. 5-4 it's the score. David Duke to the front side against the zone defense from Westerly. They swing around. Here's Batista with a shot from three-point land. Good.
Classical leading three-point shooter. Gets started early.
8-4. Almost 3 minutes gone by in this quarterfinal. Hamlin drives the lane and has the ball knocked away by Duke. Now Duke's ahead of the field after he gets a pretty pass from Batista. He jams it home and makes the score 10-4.
David Duke with 7 points early.
They're quick.
They're very quick, and Westerly wants a slower game than this.
Tabor Gates goes behind his back against Batista, drives the lane, one-hand floater, misses. He follows his own rebound, scores, and he is fouled. That was a gritty play.
It's a great play. Nice putback by Tabor Gates. No one boxed him out. He missed a shot, went in there, and got his own rebound.
That is Classical's first foul of the half. Charged the foul to Ernest Umo. And so Tabor Gates will go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. And he does. 10-7. The purple of Classical to the offensive end. Duke gives to Batista. Lob pass to Johnson. He loses his balance but gets it to Uma, who scores a little bunny from 8 feet. Nice play falling down. A good pass in the lane.
Classical's doing a nice job of sharing the basketball.
12-7 the score. Here's a three-pointer from Hamlin. Caroms away. Duke gets the rebound. So Classical is now on the offensive end. They hustle in. Here is the long three-pointer thrown up by Rodney Theodore. That misses. Westerly comes down with the rebound. Tabor Gates. And he hustles to the front side. One thing about it, it's high school basketball, folks. They don't take any breaks. There's no breaks. Even if you're not a quick-paced team, you're a quick-paced team.
Exactly. You have to be ready to play at all times, especially now when the top eight in the state.
Not so good for the play-by-play guy suffering with the throat. I'll tell you, this is going to be a crapshoot today. J.C. Hamlin throws in a three-point shot from the right wing and brings Westerly back to within 10, 12, within 2, 12-10. I'm impressed. Westerly doesn't seem to be rattled at all by Classical.
They don't. They've hung in there with the initial surge of Classical, and now they're staying right with them. Good defense right now, slowing the pace of the game down.
The purple to the front side. Rodney Theodore running one-hander. Pretty move. Left hand from the right side. Banks it off the glass.
Talented player.
Chris Dean, left wing for Westerly. Throws one up. It's an air ball. Almost saved by Joshua Gugin, but it wasn't. Batista caught the save attempt, and Classical comes running to the offensive end. Batista, bothered by Tabor Gates, throws it onto Umo. Outside now to Johnson. Johnson's three-pointer misses. Caroms away. It's on the floor. They're fighting for it. We'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will go to Westerly.
That's not the shot you want your 6'5 center taking a three-pointer from the top of the key. You want him to stay in the paint and be the presence that he is.
Now, does John Kavanaugh get on him for that, or just kind of let them play and find their own rhythm?
Judging by John's reaction on the bench, I think he'll have something to say about that.
All right.
For Classical, it's a key that they establish him inside. That's where they definitely have an advantage compared to Westerly.
Well, we're really happy to have Aaron with us here for the day, because not only has he been such a successful coach 19 years at North Kingstown, he knows all the tendencies of these coaches and these players. So you're going to get some nuances over the course of this day, I can promise you. Here's Hamlin driving the lane for Westerly. He scores. He's going to be a big key. If he gets on track, he can keep them in it 14-12.
He definitely is. He takes the ball strong to the basket. And what I like about J.C. Hamlin is he shares the ball.
And on the other end, Classical wasting no time. Jamari Johnson on a semi-break drives in and scores. So we're back and forth and back and forth. And now Hamlin throws in another three-pointer. So we've had scores back and forth and back and forth. It's now 16-15, Classical over Westerly. We'll keep it right here and kind of settle in and talk about what we've seen so far. This is impressive. Westerly, more or less, didn't get shaken up when they were down by 5 points on two different occasions. And when they were down 12-7, I'm thinking, they got to be careful here. And they don't seem flustered at all.
My guess right now is Coach Gleason's changing his defense. And the same thing with Coach Kavanaugh. Something's going to have to be done with J.C. Hamlin. You can't just let him come up to the three-point line and hit open shots. You're going to make him take further shots, move him kind of off his spot right now. I'll be interested to see the change in from Westerly, though, because they were playing 2-3 zone. Maybe they'll go man. They just got to be careful how they don't want to get too spread out.
Crowd beginning to wander in here. Over the course of the afternoon, in fact, this ball game, I'm sure there'll be quite the Classical contingent. You know, Westerly is, got to pack a lunch. I think it's a long, long ride, 40 minutes in Rhode
Island,
right? So
true. Oh, absolutely.
16-15 is the score, and Classical comes to the front court after that timeout. They lead, but they're in a battle. Here's Jonathan Batista wheeling in on the right side of the lane. He kind of forces up a one-hander. It bounds away. No good. Here's Hamlin racing down for Westerly. Pretty move. His shot, little lefty razzle dazzle, was short of the basket, but he was hammered on the way in, so he will go to the free throw line. He'll have two.
Second foul
on Ernest Umo, and he'll be replaced. Gerald De Los Santos getting ready to check in for Umo. First is good. I remind you that Navigant Credit Union helps to bring you this broadcast. Enjoy life journey with Navigant in Kwanzaa Business Park, home to nearly 11,000 jobs and more than 200 companies. Joining Kwanzaa success at KwanzaaJobs.com. Second free throw is good, and Westerly leaves this ball game as we are now 6 minutes in. 1 point lead for the Bulldogs. Here's Batista's shot from the corner. No good. Now Westerly's on the run, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the break, and a traveling violation called. Okay.
Yeah. Call from the backside official. He must have saw something.
Yes.
We didn't see.
Well, they always see something.
The right? Three officials, you think they see it all.
Right, Coach? They yep. always see
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
I will tell you, the divisional championships were exceptionally well officiated. I'm sure we're going to get the balance of the day the same way here. It's a good crew of officials for the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. Here's Rodney Theodore with a right-hand jumper on the right wing. He's a lefty, but he just threw one away. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Westerly ball. Substitution. Checking in the ball game for Westerly is number 13, Robert Fry, senior guard. He replaces Tabor Gates, who gets a rest. Christine also sits down, and he is replaced by John Lizzie. Westerly on the offensive end. They turn it over, but then Batista turns it over for Classical. It's picked up by J.C. Hamlin, and he goes to the hoop and gets fouled again, so he'll have two shots coming up.
Very interesting now. Classical's leaving David Duke on J.C. Hamlin, not really providing much help. And I think that's something they're going to have to, you want to put help, especially with Gates out of the game right now.
The crowd quiets as Hamlin throws up his first pure. And John Kavanaugh beginning to look a little concerned over there across the court.
Yes, and in a lot of Classical's games this year, though, he has started slow.
Yes.
And they do pick it up by halftime.
19-16 the score as Hamlin makes good on both free throws. He has 14 of the 19 points so far. Here's the purple to the offensive end. Nice pass into Johnson from Batista on the left wing, but then Johnson throws it away. Rodney Theodore can't control it. Westerly's on the run. On the right wing is Joshua Gugin. Gives to Robert Fry. Out to Hamlin. The one-man show drives the lane and scores. His 16th point of the game. Westerly leads Classical by 5, 21-16.
Classical's got to stop J.C. Hamlin from getting to the rim. J.C.'s doing a phenomenal job getting to the rim.
So the purple trying to figure this thing out with a concerned John Kavanaugh in front of his bench. Three-point shot from the right baseline, missed by Rodney Theodore, rimmed in and out. And now we've got a foul at half court. The foul is charged to David Duke as he was trying to stop J.C. Hamlin, who was more than jogging across the timeline. John Kavanaugh wants to talk it over. 8:41 to go, Westerly by 5. You're listening to the Open Championships produced by Dicom on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
10,000 jobs. It's a lot of people working. And it's happening right here in Rhode Island. Where? At the Quonset Business Park. 10,000 jobs in manufacturing, engineering, medical research, aquaculture, and at one of the largest, most successful auto importers in North America. Could there be something for you at Quonset? Find out. Go to QuonsetJobs.com. Be one of the 10,000. Come share in our success at QuonsetJobs.com.
All righty, 8 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in half number one of this first open quarterfinal. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised. Westerly 21, Classical 16. And I don't know if Coach Kavanaugh is surprised, but he's concerned. That's why he called the timeout, Coach.
Definitely. And J.C. Hamlin has 16 points of Westerly's 21 points. Something has to be done to change it. They've changed defenders on him now, putting Rodney Theodore on him.
John Luzzi off the timeout between the circles, throws inside to Gugin. It goes off his hands and is caught by Hamlin, and Hamlin's on the baseline, and he is fouled. It's not a shooting foul. It'll be foul number 5, though, for the Classical purple. So Westerly will inbound charge the foul to Rodney Theodore, his first. Inbound play coming in. Gugent gives it to Hamlin. Right-hand dribble crosses the lane from the left. Loses it. Gets it back. Now we got to fight for the ball. And Johnson comes up for it for Classical. Gives it to David Duke. And Duke throws it away. I don't know who he was looking for. There was nobody there.
No one was there.
And on the other end, Perry gets a pass from Fry and scores. And the Westerly Bulldogs lead the Division I champion Classical Purple 23-16.
The momentum's changing now. Classical's got to settle in and get a basket.
Westerly settles in with a 2-1-2, 2-3 zone. That's a 2-1-2 zone defense. Moving along with the ball outside the perimeter. Batista gives to Theodore. Duke at the key, gives to Johnson on the run baseline. Strong move, but he can't get the shot to go. It bounds away, and Westerly comes up with a rebound. Here comes Hamlin jogging across the timeline. Gives to Perry inside. His behind-the-back effort is short of the rim, and it's off the floor, rebounded by Classical. They come to the front, and they throw it away. It's on the sideline, and it will stay with Classical. Run and gun. Nicholas, check that. Jacob Lamar will check in for Classical and replace Rodney Theodore.
Classical needs to get a strong inside presence style. Even if you throw the ball in and don't shoot it and throw it back out for the three, all their shots seem to be off balance in the last 2 minutes here. So they're going to just settle down and realize, you know, you don't have to catch up all 7 points right now. Just score and settle back in.
David Duke penetrates the zone by himself. Pretty move. His shot rims the basket. No good. Rebounded by Batista off the floor. His shot is missed, and we have a whistle and a foul underneath the basket on the rebound, and the foul will be charged to Classical. Westerly will put the ball in play. That is team foul number 6, and they charge that foul to Jamari Johnson, his first. Substitution for Westerly, checking in the game, Chris Dean replaces Josh Gugin. So the Westerly Bulldogs, who traveled all this way to the big city, with their dark blue uniforms, have the white-shirted Classical Purple staring at themselves right now. It's a 7-point lead for Westerly. Here's J.C. Hamlin on the right. He loses the ball out of bounds, knocked away by Jake Lamar, and it'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Classical has not scored in a while here, so they definitely need to stop on defense.
Inbound play and a basket. Easy pickings. Fry gave to Perry on a set play. 25-16. Classical sleeping on that one.
Yes, absolutely. A screen happened and no one switched on the screen. Classical's got to show if they want to be here right now.
It's a 9-point spread. This is what I was talking about at the top of the show. You know, you're the Division I champs. You walk through your first one, and now you're here kind of on a sleepy Sunday at noon. Johnson scores finally after an air ball thrown up by Batista. Makes it 25-18. Now, the other side of the coin is Classical can run 20 off in about 10 seconds. You know?
Exactly. So once they get in rhythm, they're going to be fine.
Hamlin has a 3-point shot from the top of the key. Missed it. Rolls around on the floor, and Classical picks it up, and then they throw it away. Luzzi has it. Right-hand dribble. Step to the hoop. Scores. Wow. 27-18.
Wesley's attacking the basket, which is going to be bode well for them today.
You got to give Mike Gleason a lot of credit. No fear.
Absolutely.
No fear.
He gave a great, you know, great game plan coming into this game.
Here's Johnson getting fouled underneath the basket after a pass from Jake Lamar from the baseline. Yeah, Westerly loses to Narragansett in the Division II final. Narragansett was up and down the floor, and Westerly never got a rhythm. Narragansett took it away from them. But now in the Open Championship, as they come in as the sixth seed, they, you know, fairly readily beat the Division III champions, Cherahoe. They feel like they got their mojo back. They've had a historically terrific program, right? So
yes.
It's not like they're going to have a confidence problem out here today.
No, not at all. No confidence problem. And it says a lot about the coaching staff and the players on the team that they lost a game, they've come back, and they're fighting now, and they realize there's something else at stake.
All right. So after the offensive effort by Classical goes errant, we have on the other side the Bulldogs on the offensive end scoring again. J.C. Hamlin gets his 18th point of the game, 5.5 remaining in the half, and it's an 11-point spread for the Westerly Bulldogs. Here is Jacob Lamar driving the baseline, forcing one up and missing. And now ahead of the field is John Luzzi, who misses the bunny.
Timeout, Classical.
Classical timeout, because John Kavanaugh's got to be furious, even though the layup was missed. To get beat down the floor like that with a touchdown pass is absolutely inexcusable.
Exactly. You know, this guy's on playing right now, and he's letting them know it. You know, leaders on the team need to stand up in situations like this. It's so early now that it can still turn around. You know, just try to cut the lead right now. It's an 11-point lead, obviously. But, you know, your leaders have to stand up right now. If they were sleepwalking, they better wake up.
Somehow, I just had the feeling at the top of the show. Sleepy Jim. It's not so sleepy now. We got a good crowd that's kind of rolled in here. Sleepy Jim, Division I champions, blew out Shea in the first round. Yeah. Always a slow starting team. We got a lot of talent. Da 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 da. Westerly's not going to go away. And J.C. Hamlin has decided to take this game on his back right now.
He has, and Classical has not done enough to stop him. He's getting the ball to the rim. There's no two-way defense helping. He's basically going wherever he wants to go, and that's got to change for Classical.
So off the timeout, as we approach the five-minute mark, Classical in their white uniforms, left to right in front of us, come to the front side. Pass goes on the right wing for a running one-hander, missed by Gerald De Los Santos, followed by Jake Lamar. He didn't make it, but he was hacked, and so he'll go to the free throw line. .455 in the half. Classical down 11. Lamar's got two shots. Third team foul for Westerly. I believe they call that foul on Robert Fry.
That foul, last one was on J.C. Hamlin.
It was. Okay, so Hamlin picks up his first. And, of course, one foul is not so bad, but I'll tell you one thing. If Hamlin gets any kind of foul trouble in this game, that might be it for Westerly.
Yes, definitely. He does so much for them, not just scoring, but dishing the ball. You know, you can't get him in foul trouble.
Lamar makes one of two. It's a 10-point spread. Here come the Bulldogs to the offensive end. Robert Fry drives in and misses. Great move on Johnson, but he just had the layup roll off the rim. And so Classical looking to cut the deficit to single digits, comes to the front. De Los Santos drives, right hand dribble across the lane, passes it into Johnson. The ball swings out to Duke, and he hits a three-pointer. Good, 29-22.
Nice ball movement on that. Got the open shot at the top of the key.
Let's see if Classical goes on a run, because in a blink of an eye, they can erase a 12-point deficit like that. Here comes Hamlin, loses the ball on the left wing. The ball rolls around on the floor. We got a whistle and a foul. He'll be charged against Robert Fry of Westerly. That'll be his second personal foul, and team foul number four. So Classical will put the ball in play, side court, back court.
That's exactly what Classical has to do now. Play the defense, settle in. You know, it's a 7-point lead. It's nothing for them to worry about. They definitely have the scoring power when they put up over 80 points in the D1 final.
David Duke, college prospect, to the front. They swing it around this zone defense. Rodney Theodore, patient now with the ball. Shouting directions. Left wing, the Duke. Lamar, the key. Now Theodore, right wing. 3-point jumper with the left hand. Misses too hard. Rebounded by J.C. Hamlin. He's one-on-one with Duke. He drives the lane. His running one-hander is too hard off the glass. Rodney Theodore will race back the other way. He's one-on-three, and he misses off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Tabor Gates, who just checked in the last timeout. Gates will race to the front side. Don't they know I have a sore throat? And they throw it away. 29-22.
Fast-paced game favors Classical, though, but Wesley's handling it pretty well right now.
They're not going to give me a break all day, are they?
Nope.
Nobody's going to give me a break all day. I should have sent a memo and a card to all four teams. All right, Perry checks in for Fry for Westerly. Westerly inbounds underneath the basket. Chris Dean, right wing. And then
we got to call something, fellas. Looked like a lot of collision there. Looked like Duke hit James C. Hamlin, but
Dean threw the ball to J.C. Hamlin, and he stepped out of bounds, and everyone looked at each other and wondered. They're going to say that Hamlin did it on his own, not forced out, not fouled. So we'll come the other way. 3:15 remaining in the half. And the Purple, trailing by 7, have a chance to get right back into this thing before the end of the half as if it was no big deal. Here is David Duke with a top-of-the-key jumper, which misses, but Jacob Lamar rebounds and scores the basket.
Great hustle coming out of the corner to get that one.
29-24. So an unimpressive Classical starting to crawl back in. And now we've got a turnover. Tabor Gates in the lane. Turned his back to the basket and stutter step. Picked up the ball and got whistled for the travel.
This is right now. Classical's starting to come back into the game a little bit. Wesley's just got to do the same thing. You know, they had a nice run going. Play the defense. They're playing a 2-3, daring them to shoot the ball from the outside. Classical's not been hot like they were in the D1 finals. But Classical, a little more penetration will be better than just passing the ball to the wing. They're kind of helping Wesley with their offensive set, too.
So the purple to the front. Down by five. David Duke in the lane. Boy, he's just trying to make too much happen.
Absolutely. Doing way too much right now. And just spread out. You know, you got to spread out Wesley, attack at the top of the key, and make somebody play. And right now they're just passing the ball to the wing, and Wesley can defend it very easily.
Hamlin, left-hand dribble, one-on-one with Duke. Classical man-to-man defense. Hamlin's working on Duke, and he travels. I'm not sure about it was a big step. Okay. That's your role.
That's right. This is kind of when I don't say much. But you are seeing two of the candidates for All-State in David Duke and Classical and J.C. Hamlin and Wesley. You know, they're definitely candidates, best players in the state.
All right.
Yeah, that's nice. Go inside.
Yeah, purple on the front end. Duke threw it in to Jamari Johnson, and we've got some action. Johnson, you know, went to the hoop and got a hammer, and we got a little bit of post-play activity there. But everyone's cool, and Johnson will go right to the stripe. We're 2:10 remaining in the half. He has a chance to bring the purple back to within three.
You know, Mark Perry's their answer inside against Jamari Johnson. He's not as tall, but he's very athletic. Now he's got two fouls. So have to be careful going into the half.
First is no good. Jaber Gates will check back in for Westerly, replacing Mark Perry.
Now here comes taking Mark Perry out, makes Westerly considerably smaller. So now if you're Trosco, you want to attack inside.
Both free throws are missed. And so we'll come to the Westerly end. Here's John Luzzi driving in. His shot is blocked off the glass by Johnson. What a block that was. And Classical's got the ball. Racing to the front. Here's Johnson underneath off a pass from Duke. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with the purple.
There's their move inside. Go inside strong with Jamari Johnson. Looks like Jamari he's awakened. You know, he can play. He's got some unbelievable ability. Nice block on the transition.
Inbound pass from Jacob Lamar to David Duke in front of the Westerly bench. Keeps it outside, eyes the situation. Cross-court pass to De Los Santos. His shot was no good, short. Rebounded by Johnson. Throws it out to De Los Santos at the top of the key. He resets, 27 on the shot clock. Lamar on the right wing gives to Duke between the circles. Now Lamar just inside the three-point lane. Just short. Ball bounds away with a shot. It's rebounded by Johnson. He gives to Lamar in the lane. Lamar, having trouble maintaining control, fights his way out of the lane. Out to Theodore. Now Duke right wing. No good. And a shot goes up and in from De Los Santos. Gerald De Los Santos. Good fight by Classical, keeping their attention on the rim.
Classical is awake now. Now they're playing basketball. Down by three. They brought the attitude. Now let's see if they can do it on the defensive end.
29-26, nearing the one-minute mark in the half. Westerly spreads the offense out against the Classical man-to-man defense. Josh Gugin on the left wing gives to Dean between the circles. Pump fakes against Theodore. Has no room. Gives to Luzzi. He pump fakes and sends Johnson into the ceiling. That is what you do when you've got jumpers on defense. You pump fake and make the mistake, and he did.
Yeah, great fake by John Luzzi. Got him up in the air, and you saw the 6'5" guy who can get off the ground, go flying over him, hit him on the way by. So it's going to put him on the line for three, I believe.
Actually, they're going to call it 1-1. They're going to say it wasn't a shooting foul. Well, I don't know about that.
No, he's good.
Okay, well, he misses the front end of the 1-1. Gugin gets the double rebound dribble off the floor, gives to Luzzi, and now he's called for double dribble in the lane. He never did get it out of his hands, but he was set to make a shot. I don't know how he could have got it off his hands.
Yeah, that's I don't know. That was interesting to see. All right, Classical's made a nice run to get back, and it's down by three. Now a good possession to end the half here, hopefully.
Some provocative calls in the first half, no doubt. Classical to the front on the right wing.
De Los Santos.
And here we have Lamar driving. He's been aggressive. It's bounding off the rim, no good, and Duke follows and misses the follow-up. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Classical ball underneath their hoop. 22.7 seconds remaining. Shot clock and game clock are in sync. Substitution for Westerly. Checking in for the first time is Timothy Dobson. He'll give Tabor Gates a rest. So set play coming up. I formation on the right side of the lane, and Tabor, I'm sorry, Jacob Lamar throws it in, gives to Rodney Theodore. He drives from the top of the key down the lane. His shot is missed. It's fought for, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Classical. 17 seconds remaining and a half.
New life for Classical right now. They're playing hard now.
La pass from the baseline out to David Duke. He brings it out near half court. 13 seconds on the clock. Now a little bit of pressure on Duke from Christine. Right-hand dribble, gives to Theodore. Three-pointer is off the mark. Rebounded by Lamar. Good off the glass. That's another two for Classical, and we will head to halftime. Classical has erased an 11-point deficit down to one, 29-28. We'll pause here, come back, and reset what we've seen from the Pensacola Center here on WPRV.
Benriss, originally created in 19...
fading any further in the Open Championship, having lost in the last round. He's my color man for the entire afternoon today. I'm honored to have him. He's got a world of expertise, and I wonder, Coach, what you're saying, whether you're Mike Leeson of Westerly or John Cavanaugh. Why don't we take it one at a time? What are you saying to the Westerly kids who are up 11 and had that lead evaporate?
I think the Westerly kids, you played very well. You don't want to be satisfied right now. You want to be happy that you're playing very well against the Division I team, Classical, and you want to come out in the first 4 minutes of this half, sets the tone for the rest of the game. Whether you're take a lead would be the ideal thing. And same thing with Classical. You know, it's that first 4 minutes here is going to set up everything. So we'll check at the 12-minute mark to see who has the lead and who's playing well.
Well, it's not cliche to say the last 4 minutes and the last four minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of a second half have much to do with the outcome of a ball game.
Absolutely. You know, hopefully both teams have gone in now and made adjustments, and we're going to see those adjustments in the first 4 minutes.
All righty, so Classical High School, the Division I champions, will come out and inbound right in front of our broadcast table. David Duke, Rodney Theodore, Ernest Umo, Jonathan Batista, and Jamari Johnson, their starters. Tabor Gates, Joshua Gugin, J.C. Hamlin, who right now has 18 points at the half. Mark Perry and Chris Dean for the Westerly Bulldogs. Now, in their white uniforms, trimmed in purple, the Classical purple, go from right to left in front of us. And here's a running drive by David Duke. His layup falls off the rim, and Johnson can't get the rebound, so Westerly, in their dark blue uniform, trimmed in white, going left to right in front of us, will take it to the front court, and Hamlin throws it to Perry, misses him off the mark, out of bounds, so turnover, and we'll go back the other way.
Yeah, just settling back in now. The game gets rolling here. Looks like they're going to try to be more of an inside presence with Classical in the second half against this 2-3. Screen high and roll.
Jonathan Batista in front of his own basket, gives to Duke, baseline drive, he scores. And Classical has the lead for the first time in a long time, 30-29, with just 35 seconds gone by in the second half. This is the opening game of the quarterfinals here at Brown. Games scheduled for tip times at noon, 2, 4, and 6. All the eight teams left in the tournament are here today at Brown. So come on by, buy a ticket, enjoy the ball game. If not, keep the broadcast on all afternoon long. You'll know exactly what's going on with the State Open Championship on the road to the Ryan Center next Saturday and Sunday. We'll have all the game. We'll have the semifinals of the boys and the finals of both the girls and the boys at the Ryan Center next weekend on WPRO. Not here at WPRV, but on WPRO. All righty. As I'm telling you all that information, I kind of lost track of where we were. But Classical inbounds underneath their own basket. Seems, was there a foul or just to kick it away?
There's a foul. Foul number 15 for Westerly.
Okay, so Josh Gugin picked up that foul. And Classical is now back on the offensive end after they lost the ball. Westerly went to the front, turned it over, and now we got a traveling violation on Classical as they head to the hoop. So a little bit of erratic off the halftime shaky going on.
Very
here.
Very erratic. You know, David Duke had a chance to take the ball all the way to the rim. He pulled up about 5 feet and tried to make a fancy move just to take the ball to the rim.
So Westerly working against a man-to-man defense from Classical goes back to the offensive side, and Tabor Gates misses a running one-hander, but it's rebounded by Mark Perry, and he knocks it in. So Westerly now in a back-and-forth game, 31-30. They lead, go back on the zone defense. Minute 40, passed in the second half. And Classical swings it around against the zone defense. Rodney Theodore with a pretty move from the right side with his left hand, scores the hoop, and it's 32-31 Classical. The other way, here is Hamlin, forces one up, no good. Classical on the run, Theodore one-on-one with Dean. His layup is missed, but he's fouled. They'll say Dean cut him when he was in the air, and he'll have two free throws.
Looks like both teams came into out of the halftime meeting to go to the basket now. Classical's taking everything to the rim, and so isn't Westerly. So it's going to become a showdown, I think. J.C. Hamlin is 18 points right now, and David Duke with 12 for Classical.
Rodney Theodore takes his time and throws up the first one. It rattles in. Theodore, I like him. He's impressive. He's another guy with no fear.
Yeah, very impressive. Had a great D1 final game with 8 threes. Hasn't been able to get that going, but he just took the ball the hole strong.
Want to remind you, as the second one is, I'll tell you in a second about our Wright's Farm player of the game coming up in just a second. We'll have eight of them over the course of these playoffs, and we'll have a player of the game for each of these quarterfinals. Free throws result in a two-point lead now for Classical, 33-31. Here is Hamlin forcing his way in. And now here's the ball's out of bounds after a missed shot. Both he and David Duke have this thing where they just put the team on their back, and it seems to me like they're forcing a lot of action down there, maybe unnecessarily.
Yeah, I agree. And usually what happens with Classical is they're able to, as people start to go against Duke, they dish the ball to the outside and they create threes. They haven't had that luxury today. Same thing with Wesley right now. They need to get Tabor Gates involved, I think, in the second half.
So as we wait for the officials to talk it over, I want to remind you that we will have, coming up on the postgame show and for each broadcast now, until and including next week's finals, we'll be naming our choice. Aaron and I will choose the player of the game. I might even let McGonigal make a vote here. Sponsored by, when he figures out what basketball is all about, we'll see if he weighs in. He'll be the tiebreaker. How's that? Sponsored by Wright's Farm Restaurant, where, of course, you can book any size banquet or event and enjoy their now half-century-long famous family-style chicken dinners at Wright's Farm. So nice little touch for the kids.
Apparently, Classical did not gain possession, so the shot clock is at 13. That was what the big controversy was.
Okay.
So 13 on the shot clock.
And as Westerly calls a set play, Tabor Gates still has the ball out of bounds. We have a whistle away from the ball, and a foul will be charged against Classical. That'll be their first team foul of the half, and charge the foul to Gerald De Los Santos, who just came into the ballgame during the last stoppage. So Westerly has the ball around the key. Here's Hamlin with a nice move. He put a shoulder into David Duke and a little step back, scored the hoop, and tied the ballgame.
Great shot. See if Classical works it around now. Now they get the ball the other side. Oh.
David Duke drives in on the left. He's fouled en route. You might hear Aaron pitching in a little bit as we go. Your play-by-play guy is a little bit under the weather. We'll battle it. We'll get it done. I was looking for a little mercy from my buddy Bob Walsh, head coach at Maine, who's in town. It's out of the phone to make it. He said, hey, play hurt, will you? Just, you know, come on, man. Play hurt.
I can see Bob saying that.
Yes, exactly. All right, 33 apiece. Here we go on the other on Westerly with it, and Chris Dean's 12-foot jumper is short. It's knocked out of bounds. We got a whistle. And we're now starting to see, with 2:58 gone by in the second half, Aaron, we're starting to see this game become a little bit more physical.
Yeah, very physical. I think they're seeing what they are going to be, what the referees are going to call and what they're not going to call. Interesting enough, on Classical's defense right now, Jamari Johnson is just staying in the middle, not really covering anyone when they play defense. I don't know if that's by design or not. If it's by design, they're basically telling Wesley, you're not going to take the ball to the basket anymore.
So the Purple against that zone defense, move it in, and Jamari Johnson misses a bunny, gets his own rebound back, and scores.
It's where they have to live in the second half, Classical. They have a huge advantage inside.
35-33. Hamlin working against David Duke for Westerly. Drives in, gives to a running Perry. His out-of-balance shot is off the back of the rim, and the rim no good. And they come sprinting down. Does David Duke with a pretty running one-hander. That's why the college guys are looking at him. That was pure athletic move. And now Classical spreads the lead to 4. Here we have a pass inside to Perry on the baseline. Out to Tabor Gates. His three-pointer misses. They get the ball back on the long rebound. This is a pivotal time with 12 minutes left. Westerly was in this jam early in the first half, down 4, down 5, no sweat, and kept
right.
It cool. It's go time now, right?
Exactly. Matter of fact, they're going to call for travel now. So Coach Gleason, I'm sure, is looking at the score. Keep an eye on this. We're 4 minutes in now. It's a 4-point spread. Timeout, and it looks like it's going to be a timeout.
Yep, he's got to reset, so Westerly will lose the ball there. 11:55 to go. We'll pause and come back. It's a 4-point spread on the opening quarterfinal game here, produced by DICOM Sports on WPRV.
Hope, A School, a Team, a Dream. The newest book from Providence Journal sports columnist and best-selling author of Fall River Dreams, Bill Reynolds.
This book hopefully will bring people together because it will humanize these kids. It will put a human face on stereotypes. And I think that anything that puts a human face on stereotypes, regardless of what the stereotypes are, is a good thing.
Learn the poignant and inspirational story of the 2012 Hope High School basketball team. Hope is available on Amazon and locally wherever books are sold.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Kino while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We love your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing, and I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great, see you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or WrightsFarm.com.
Alrighty, back here at the Pensacola Center, 11:55 remaining in the second half. Classical, the number 3 seed, leads Westerly, the number 6 seed, 37-33. And Classical has the ball on the offensive end against the zone defense from Westerly. Dan York, Aaron Thomas with the play-by-play here. Here's David Duke moving into the lane and easily scoring, 39-33, and it feels like the Purple's starting to creep into power in this ball game.
I think we're seeing them starting to take over the game.
Here's Mark Perry driving the baseline against Jamari Johnson, and he's fouled, so he will go to the free throw line. Really feels like it's almost getaway time. But, you know, Westerly was in this spot in the first half, so we'll see if they respond.
They did a nice job there, down, you know, 6 and taking the ball right to the basket, hitting Mark Perry.
And he makes his first free throw. Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Nairobi, offers same-day mattress eye delivery 7 days a week. And we thank Tenko for sponsoring us as well. Tenko Incorporated with John Hayes and White Jr. and the team. Rhode Island third-generation family-owned company. And a leader in the residential and commercial HVAC business. Off a missed free throw, we've got a bucket for Westerly. And it's now 39-36. So what was a six-point deficit is now 3. Here's De Los Santos underneath the hoop off a pretty feed from Rodney Theodore. He's got 2 chances at it. Can't make it happen. The ball is around on the floor and hustled down by Batista. And then David Duke throws it away, and they kind of talk to each other about it. Was it Rodney Theodore who threw it away? I'm not sure who threw it away, but they're a little bit off in their communication. But like a good team, they kind of shake it off, pat each other's heads, and regroup.
Yeah, they'll be back. They're fine with it. I mean, I think the play got mixed up and somebody cut the wrong way when they thought he was going to fade to the corner on the cut.
3-point deficit for the Bulldogs, and J.C. Hamlin drives in, takes it on his own, scores, and Westerly fights right back. They're down 1, 39-38.
I'm waiting to see who's going to change defenses first. Westerly's still in that 2-3. Classical's still in that man. Looks like somebody needs to make a change.
David Duke in front of his basket, drives the lane with the left hand, forces one up, missed off the hand of De Los Santos, but they're going to say Westerly last touched it. So the Purple will put it in play underneath their own basket. I like this Westerly team. They are much more engaged than they were in the Division II championship versus Narragansett.
Yeah, playing very hard.
David Duke on the left wing off the inbound pass. Throws it cross court to Batista. He drives from the right. His one-hander short. Rebounded by Joshua Gugin from Westerly. Robert Fry now. He forces one up. Bad choice. Bad shot. It's off the floor. And Classical races the other way. Here's the pass from Duke to Batista on the fast break. Batista scores.
Nice look by David Duke.
Makes it, makes it 41-38. 5 points now for Batista. Of course, with no weights, Westerly comes to the front, and Hamlin throws up a prayer from 15. It rims out. That was not a wise choice. Classical comes to the offensive end. Batista, 3-pointer. It's an air ball. Too far. Robert Fry picks it up. Now we're looking like we're having just a lazy summer street ball game, and we've got a whistle at midcourt. A kick ball is called against Westerly, and Classical will put it in play. Chris Dean will substitute for Mark Perry. This last exchange or two or three has been very street ball.
It has, and a great hustle by John Batista there, because he missed it. He airballed the three-point shot, and he went back, and he hustled and got his hand on the ball at half court, and now Classical gets the ball. As we know, every possession counts in these games.
The Purple with a 3-point lead and the hoop and the ball. Here's Duke in front of his own bench. Three-pointer. Air ball. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Westerly's ball. I don't know why Gerald De Los Santos thought that it would be his ball if he left it. He thought, I guess, that Gugin had touched it. He didn't.
No, no touch there. So
no touch. Officials got that one right. Here come the Bulldogs. Down three. J.C. Hamlin one-on-one with David Duke. Gets off to Christine. He races into the lane and gets fouled. Bumped away from the basket. It'll be team foul number three against Classical. Foul is charged to Rodney Theodore, his second. So Joshua Gugin will inbound on a set play for Westerly underneath his own basket. Pulls the ball high over his head. In trouble. Throws it to the corner. David Duke got a piece of it for Classical, and so it'll go back to the corner, and Gugin will set another play.
It's too bad they missed Christian Dean coming right down the lane off the screen.
J.C. Hamlin. Stutter step, pulls out for a three-pointer. Bounds away off the back of the rim, rebounded by Duke. He takes it himself in front of our broadcast table. Falls down. The ball is on the floor. Theodore picks it up. There's a scuffle for it under the basket, and we've got a whistle and a foul called.
I think it's going to be Rodney Theodore. Third foul.
Wow, Rodney Theodore picks up his third foul. That is team foul number four. And with no pressure, Robert Fry jogs the ball up across the timeline. He's on the left of Hamlin. He's double-teamed. He shoots anyway, and he is fouled.
That could be Theodore's fourth foul.
Yes. Rodney Theodore picks up personal foul number four, team foul number five. That is just not smart play by Rodney Theodore. I mean, no. Hamlin's double teamed.
Exactly. We have him sealed off, double teamed. He's taking a very difficult shot about 12 feet on the baseline, and we foul him.
J.C. Hamlin, who has 22 points in the game, misses the first. Substitutions for Classical. Malik Chase is in the ballgame. He's been hurt, so he's back after some downtime. Gerald De Los Santos and Rodney Theodore take a break. Jake LaMar is also in for Classical now. Second free throw is good. Westerly within two. 8:54 remaining in the opening quarterfinal game between the 3 and 6 seeds. Classical the 3, Westerly the 6. Westerly on defense with their zone defense. They move the ball around the perimeter. Now Duke keeps it on the right side of the key, gives to Lamar on the left, back to Duke, cross-court Batista in front of Coach Kavanaugh, twisting and turning with his dribble. Now here's a shot, bounds away, no good. Rebounded by Luzzi for Westerly. Luzzi switches hands on the dribble, comes across the timeline, gives to Christine. He looks for the three-pointer, gets shut down by Batista. Now he comes across the lane, he's in trouble, forces one up and misses. It rimmed in and out. Tough break for Christine. Actually a pretty good shot after being in traffic. It remains a two-point game. We head to the 8-minute mark, and Duke throws up a three-pointer. Good.
Nice ball move by Classical. Got the ball with Duke on the right wing for an open shot.
5-point spread for Classical now. 8 minutes remaining in the contest. Westerly feeling the pressure, and a three-pointer from Hamlin in and out. They can't buy a bucket.
They can't buy a bucket right now, and I think they got to take it back to the rim.
David Duke has it, gives it to Batista in traffic, drives in, has nothing, out to Duke, three-pointer, good.
And the timeout from Westerly.
And now David Duke is starting to take control of the ballgame. We'll pause. It's an 8-point spread with 7:40 to go in the opening quarterfinal, produced by Dicom Sports on WPRV.
Experience professional basketball in the Ocean State. The Providence Sky Chiefs, now of the Premier Basketball League, play all home games at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center in Providence, Rhode Island. For a full schedule of home games, roster information, or to buy tickets, visit www.providenceskychiefs.com. Tickets are just $10, and kids under 12 can attend free of charge. That's professional basketball in the Ocean State. Providence Sky Chiefs playing at the Johnson & Wales Wildcat Center.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to grow as a diverse and active company in traditional and new markets. And we believe that our core values and our enduring commitment to product quality will keep us a model Rhode Island business and community partner. Learn more about us at taco-hvac.com.
7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in half number two of the opening quarterfinal game here at the Pensacola Center at Brown University. Classical, the three seed, leads Westerly, the six seed, 47-39. Dan York with North Kingstown coach Aaron Thomas. So Mike Gleason, the coach of Westerly, he's got to draw something up, and I don't know what he does here. They've actually had some good looks. They just can't. You know, just haven't been able to get the ball in the hole.
Everybody goes cold shooting once in a while, so I think the offense has been good for them. I think that on the defense end, something's going to change. Now, Classical's done a very nice job in the last 4 minutes of penetrating and then dishing the ball out and getting open looks.
Robert Fry and John Luzzi bring the ball up for Westerly. On the left, it goes to J.C. Hamlin. He drives the lane and scores. Pretty move. If he gets going again like he did in the first half, Classical can't get too comfortable. That's 25 points for Hamlin.
He's just proven his worth as an All-State player.
Jake Lamar on the left wing. Out to Batista, top of the key. They swing it around. Malik Chase now inside the key. Gives to Duke. Right corner, Lamar. Good offensive set there. Well coached. John Kavanaugh goes like this. Attaboy, because it was all by design. 49-41 now. Hamlin races the other way from Westerly. Forces up a one-hander. Too long. And Batista has it off the floor for Classical. He comes to the offensive end and is fouled, or is it just out of bounds?
I believe it's just out of bounds.
Yes.
The pace is picking up. I think the pace like this favors Classical, but Classical's also got to realize that Wesley's not going to the basket on them because they're just not shooting well.
Mark Perry checks in for Josh Gugin on the Westerly side. 8-point game. Now moving past 7 minutes left. Westerly remains in their zone defense. Do they change that?
No, they stayed in it.
No, but should they?
Oh, should they? It depends how he feels. I think with the lineup that's on the floor now, without Theodore, I think it's worth trying to change it up.
Malik Chase in the key, turns and scores. That's his first basket of the game. He's coming off an injury, and he just puts Classical up by 10 points. Here's J.C. Hamlin working against Duke. Looking nice. For Luzzi. Back to an open Hamlin. 3-point jumper. Good. Oh, is that clutch?
Nice shot.
They say it's a 2-pointer. They say his foot was on the line. It's an 8-point game now. 51-43. Jonathan Batista. Left-hand dribble. Out to Duke. Back to Batista on the left. He's checked by Luzzi, who comes out of the zone to offer a little bit of pressure. Now Duke jogs it across to in front of his bench. Swings around on the left side of the key to Jonathan Batista. He hits a three-pointer and puts them up by 11. This game is starting to get away now. Here's Westerly to the front. Underneath, the ball is rattled around. Perry has it. Gives to Hamlin. 3-point shot. Rims out. Rebounded by Johnson for Classical. And the Purple have it with the 11-point lead. Lamar throws the pass to Duke. He forced it. It's a turnover. Picked off by Hamlin. Westerly back the other way. Turnover there. Fry lost it. And then Classical loses it.
This is getting to be a very fast-paced game right now. Got to know. I think this favors Classical to be a fast-paced game, but Wesley has to be very careful with an 11-point lead now, letting it slip away. I guess their best bet would be to attack Classical as much as you can by taking the ball out of the basket.
30 seconds back on the shot clock, 5:27 in the game. Westerly not out of it yet, but they got to make something happen here, and they do there because J.C. Hamlin drives the left side with a pretty right-hand move, scores the hoop, and is fouled. So he'll go to the charity stripe.
Maybe it's a statement of how good of a player J.C. Hamlin is, but Classical's had problems all day getting a second guy over to help on the man-to-man defense.
Fouls on Jamari Johnson, his fourth personal foul. That'll be key as we go down the stretch. Free throw is good. Westerly back with an 8. So Hamlin scores his 30th point of the ball game.
Yeah, with Jamari picking up that fourth, usually that's when you make a substitution and because you're ahead. But here goes Jamari to work.
He has it knocked away. Mark Perry got a piece of it. And Westerly comes to the front. What a pass from Hamlin to Perry. Between three defenders, he scores the layup. It's a 6-point game, 54-48. The Westerly fans excited. They're not out of it yet as we cruise past 5. Here's Batista, top of the key. Drives in, one-hander.
Nice
pretty
move.
He scores.
Way to get the ball all the way to the rim. Basco's done a much better job in the second half of attacking the basket.
Westerly to the offense. Hamlin chucks up a three-pointer. It's off to the left. Batista takes it off the floor and all the way himself. He drives the lane. He is fouled, and he will go to the free throw line for 2.
Batista's having 10 points on the day, but they've been 10 huge points for them.
Jonathan Batista. Looking for his 11th and 12th point. 4:28 remaining. 56-48 the score. Substitution. Back in the game, Ernest Umo for Classical replaces Jamari Johnson.
So Wesley obviously only has 4:28 to go, but if Wesley's going to make a run, now's the time. You get two Classical players with four fouls on the bench. This is your chance to make a run. And you also have Classical with six fouls, so you're shooting. You can stop the clock, get on the line. So let's do the attack move.
Batista makes one of two. It's 58-40. Makes two of two. 58-48, meet both of them. So it's a 10-point spread again, and Westerly can't get it happen. He can't make it happen. Perry Luke misses a shot, and Classical comes to the front. It's a 10-point spread. Here's Duke. Splits the defenders of the zone and drives in with a pretty move. He's fouled, and Root. He'll go to the free throw line with 4:08 to go, 10-point lead. So this is it right now with 4:08 to go. Duke has a chance to put Classical up by 11 and 12. First one is good. Josh Gugin will check back in for Westerly, replacing Chris Dean. Stay with us all afternoon long. The 2 o'clock game comes up. The second semifinal of four, Bishop Hendrigan and Portsmouth. Portsmouth, of course, with Chris Heron, who had 29 and scored his 1,000th point in the previous round. So Portsmouth with an upset vision against Bishop Hendrigan coming up at 2 o'clock. Then we've got, after the free throws, 59-48. We got a shot scored by Westerly. Tabor Gates knocks one home, and they call a timeout. We'll keep it right here, 59-50.
The 30-second timeout, I think this is, now we have to come out of the 2-3 zone. You know, down 9 points. Either we're going to press or we're going to play man-to-man. Something's going to change for Westerly. I'm sure Classical's looking forward to it. Whether it's going to be a fast-break opportunity or not, Westerly has to now pick up the pace of this game.
Wright Farm Restaurant, for any size banquet and events in a half century, or a famous family-style chicken dinner. And Hope, the new book by best-selling author Bill Reynolds about a school, a team, and a dream. You can get it wherever books are sold and on Amazon. And of course, you hear Bill's conversation about his book at every halftime in our playoff broadcast. The entire 11-game set with DICOM on WPRV. And next week, of course, with the road to the Ryan Center, all four games that we broadcast next weekend will be on WPRO. Okay, off the timeout, Westerly trailing by nine, back on defense, and no rush. David Duke jogs across for Classical. Guarded by Tabor Gates. A little bit more pressure now, and Duke misses the running one-hander, gets his own rebound, that gets it swatted by Hamlin from behind. Classical will put it in play underneath their own basket with a fresh shot clock at 29.
Kind of surprised right now that Westerly's still in that 2-3 zone, and Classical can take time, another 30 seconds right now if they wanted to. It looks like that's what they're going to do. He's backing the ball off. He's going to bring him out of the zone.
David Duke in no rush. 20 on the shot clock. Gives to Batista on the left wing. He drives in. He's got an 8-footer. Kind of hurried it. Missed it. Off the back
great
of the
hustle.
Rim. Perry picks the ball up, but then Batista steals it from him. Classical has it. Malik Chase saves it at the baseline, and they reset the shot clock now. At 3:15 remaining on the game clock. So times are wasted for Westerly. David Duke, left side, 17-footer, misses. Rebound, rolls out to the corner, chased down by Duke. He's got it, and they bring it back out. Smart play. Batista called for the ball. That's a heady point guard play.
Absolutely. Taking away the times under 3 minutes now.
David Duke, looks like he wants to go, though. He always wants to go. Gives to Batista. His three-pointer is good, and that ought to wrap it. Well, who knows, but 62-50. I like the way Classical played that offensive set.
Very smart. Very smart, and made a big three to end it there, though.
Here's Hamlin. Forces one the other way. No good. All out of bounds. It'll remain with Westerly. So the raw talent the Classical has and their speed is just starting to wear down Westerly. Westerly's played exceptionally well today with Hamlin, but they just haven't been able to buy a basket other than Hamlin. And then there's another situation where Gates misses and Classical has the ball.
And Classical, on the other hand, too, they come in tonight and they don't particularly shoot the ball well from three-point land for an overall percentage, but they find a way to survive. They shot much better in the second half.
David Duke drives with the left hand and misses and is fouled. And right now it's kind of the same script. The overall athletic talent of Classical is figuring out a way to get to the hoop. I gotta tell you, I don't know. John Kavanaugh, he's got to accept the athletes that he has, right? They like to go, go, go. Your style at North Kingstown, I think you probably fit to be tied up 12, you know, running into the hoop that way.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It's all about the style you play, and I guess it's the kids you have, too. Classical's good because they proved today they can play in a half-court set against a 2-3 zone, but also they can push the ball, push the pace of the game. It's why I like them in this tournament because they possess so many weapons. The inside presence, the three-point shooter, and then David Duke can get the ball to the rim all the time.
So Classical, if they move on, they will play the winner of Bishop Hendricken and Portsmouth, which is the 2 o'clock game coming up. Remember, Classical's beaten the number one seed LaSalle twice. So, you know, watch out for that. After the free throws by David Duke, it's 63-50 now, and with 2:11 remaining on the clock, J.C. Hamlin will go to the free throw line. He was fouled en route to the basket. Hamlin has 30 points.
He's had an unbelievable day. He's really put them on. He's put his team on his back, and that's what All-State players do. They show up in big games, and he's going to be the he already is the career leading scorer at Wesley High School, which is a tremendous statement for the talent that they've had going through Wesley High School.
Makes the first and the second. A little bit of hope for Westerly. They're down 11. Now they're pressing.
A little trapping defense. Good job by Classical. Just spreading the floor now, making them work.
Batista, double team. Now Duke in front of us. Gives to Batista. Avoiding the double teams. He's still double teamed. Throws it away. Picked up by Johnson, though. He taps it out to Duke. Duke loses the ball. It's picked up by Dean, so the pressure worked. Here comes Westerly. Luzzi with it. Top of the key. They're just looking for Hamlin. Hamlin, three-pointer. Bounds away on the floor. Hustled down by Umo for Classical. He throws it to Duke, and we've got a whistle and a foul against Westerly.
I believe a timeout.
Oh, it's a timeout
first.
Call. All right, so we'll come right back. 1:36 remaining in the game. 63-52 the score on WPRB.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
Hey, Coach, welcome back to Wright's Farm Restaurant.
Hi, Frank. Yeah, we just finished dinner. And as usual, the service was prompt and friendly. That chicken, just great, moist and delicious. Now I'm here on the lawns, relaxing, trying my luck at Keno while Julie and the kids are in the gift shop. We loved your gourmet fudge and the original house salad dressing. And I'm hoping she buys me some of that cool sports fan gear. And, yeah, we'll be back next week for my son's sports banquet.
Great. See you next week.
Wright's Farm Restaurant. Come for the meal, stay for the shopping. 84 Inman Road, Harrisville, Rhode Island, or Wrightsfarm.com.
Off the timeouts, Classical in possession of the ball, fouled, and Jamari Johnson will go to the free throw line after the foul. Both teams have 17 fouls, and so Johnson has one and one. He misses, so the 11-point lead remains. Westerly races down. Here's a great pass. Holy cow, from Hamlin to Fry. Results in a layup for Westerly. And now on the inbound, we've got something going on here.
An intentional foul called on number 15. He knocked Jamari Johnson down. So they're going to get two shots and the ball.
I didn't really see the contact. Do you buy into that?
It looked like Jamari Johnson stopped and the Westerly player just kind of went right through him. I would not call that an intentional foul. I don't necessarily, you know, in Wesley's case, Jamari Johnson is their worst foul shooter for Classical, so they're fouling the worst foul shooter. But you don't never want an intentional foul because you get the ball, too.
Wow. Mike Gleason from Wesley can't believe it. The official trying to make sense of it all for Mike Gleason. It's 63-54, and Jamari Johnson will have free throws, and then they'll get the ball back.
Yeah, from here it just looked like that. You know, one player stopped, the other player kept going. It's a foul. Put him on the line, but it shouldn't be an intentional foul.
Johnson misses the first. And the second. So, you know, Westerly holding on to some sliver of hope. They're putting pressure on now backcourt. Classical will inbound at their That's it. Baseline.
Good move by Klaskill, taking Jamari Johnson out, putting in another free throw shooter. Quicker, small lineup now.
Rodney Theodore checks back in with the four fouls. Umo inbounds to David Duke. He's double-teamed and quickly fouled. And Robert Fry says, what did I do? I mean, obviously, they're looking for a turnover before they make the foul. And the foul was called right away.
Yeah, usually the referees in this situation will ask the coach, you know, are you planning on fouling right away? And if you are, they'll call a foul right away. But Wesley didn't seem to be on board with that one.
So there's the asset having Aaron here. You have that conversation with them.
You do. They usually come by a bench. What are you trying to do, coach? And, you know, I'll say we're trying to foul right away or we're going to go for the steal first and the foul.
And that helps them, you know, discipline themselves with the whistle.
It does, and it saves you time, so it's an advantage, and it's a win-win for both people.
There's a subtlety that most people don't know. 10-point spread as David Duke, who's on the free throw line, makes the first. He's got 25 points, now 26 as the second free throw is good. Goes back to an 11-point game. Here comes J.C. Hamlin. He drives on Duke. His left-hander, too hard, off the glass, rebounded by Duke. Long pass, broken up by Tabor Gates. Good hustle play. Kind of a lazy pass by Duke. Classical playing. You know, they play with a level of nonchalance, even under this pressure that I'm sure Coach Kavanaugh has learned to deal with.
Yeah, I think he has. I mean, they've had a great year so far. They get it done when they have to.
We got a whistle away from the ball on the inbound play. Not sure what we have here. I'm guessing it's a Westerly foul.
Foul number 15.
So Joshua Gugin picks up that foul, his fourth. With 1:08 remaining, Ernest Umo will be on the line for Classical. He'll have two free throws now that Westerly is in the double bonus with 10 team fouls. And the first is good, 66-54.
It's always interesting late in the game like this when you foul somebody off the ball like they just did, whether that should be an intentional foul or not because he doesn't have the basketball.
Sure. Second is good. Right, that's not inadvertent.
Right.
That's not a hustle play.
Exactly.
It's a purposeful cause and effect. Good point. All right, both free throws are good. Here comes Hamlin, twisting and turning the other way. His layup is missed, rebounded by Fry in the corner. Westerly still has it. Fry drives in, scores the layup, and a timeout is called, 67-54. We will pause here quickly and come back in just 60 seconds with an 11-point game on WPRV.
All mattresses lose their original comfort and support in about 8 years. For cool, weightless sleep, experience the new Elevate Collection exclusively at Cardi's. Its lift foam actively absorbs and supports your body and is naturally ventilated. Produced from biodegradable renewable resources, lift foam in Elevate is hypoallergenic and dust mite resistant.
Shop Cardi's Furniture, Swansea, Route 2 West Warwick, South Attleboro, South Kingstown, and mattress locations everywhere.
Benriss, originally created in 1921, quickly dominated the world of high-fashion watches and then went on to supply America's military with precision timepieces from World War II through Vietnam. Today, Benriss has been reimagined. Shop Benriss watches, backpacks, sunglasses, and apparel at 39 Pike Street, Providence, and online at Benriss.com. Follow Benriss USA on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to stay current and up-to-date with promotions as well as exclusive sneak peeks and giveaways.
53 seconds remaining here at the Pensacola Center. Dan York and Aaron Thomas as we wind down this opening round game. Hey, listen, it's been a competitive ball game. Certainly has been fun. I mean, Westerly's gotten worn down, but, you know, there's no quit in them.
No, no quit at all. It's been a great game for both teams. And, you know, you hate to see somebody lose at this point, but, you know, a good showing by Westerly today.
All right, Classical having trouble getting over the timeline. Now they do as Batista gets it to Umo, and now a foul. Tabor Gates bumps into Batista.
I think Batista's kind of the unsung hero today. With 15 points on the day, you put him on the line again. He's made some big threes in the second half. He's really helped him.
41.3 on the clock. And Batista will be shooting two free throws. Vibe-Gold Vibrators, a growing manufacturer, is hiring now. They're hiring now. Go to vibeco.com and vibeco.com/careers. Josh Gugin checks out, and Christine checks in for Westerly. Applause from the Westerly contingent for Gugin. He's played hard. Second free throw is no good, so it's 68-56, 38 to go, but Classico gets the ball back. Bad break for Les Westerly, and they're going to play this whole thing out. Of the Westerly's fighting Duke at the timeline, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow does go to the Bulldogs, so they'll get the ball with 31.4, but that's all she wrote in this one. It's a 12-point game.
Yeah, it's the part of the game I worry about. Like, if you have your, you're moving on your Classico, it's a good opportunity to get somebody else in the game, you know, not get a freak injury or something like that to occur at the end of the game.
David Tiederman, a sophomore forward, checks in for Westerly. And he replaces Robert Fry. So seeming garbage time here, but I'll tell you, Hamlin remains in the game, and he has been all everything for Westerly today. 32 points. He's fouled en route to the basket, so he'll have free throws. Foul is charged to Rodney Theodore, and Rodney Theodore has fouled out of the ballgame, so he'll sit. With the disqualification, they'll have a little time to shoot the breeze. Hendrick and Portsmouth coming up. What do you think?
That's going to be an interesting game. Portsmouth, obviously, they beat us last week, and a very good basketball team with Chris Heron leading the way. It's going to come down to, I think, the team concept of a very young Portsmouth team starting only one senior versus a very seasoned Hendricken team. I think Hendricken's going to do a lot of things to take away Chris Heron. And that'll start with Justin Mazzulla, would be my guess. I think they'll make it tough on him. So it should be a good test to see. But I like Hendricken with the experience right now.
So coming up, it'll be the 2 seed and the 7 seed, Hendricken and Portsmouth. That is a scheduled 2 o'clock start. They put a half hour on the clock between the ball games, and it more or less goes off as scheduled. Hamlin is on the free throw line, makes the first off the break with the disqualification of Rodney Theodore. Both free throws are good. That moves him to 33 points for Westerly, and we come the other way. A kick. Mark Perry kicks the ball away with the three-quarter court pressure. So Classico will keep the ball. 10-point spread. 23.3 remaining. Full court pressure. Holston Jimno is in the game for Westerly, by the way, for the first time. And a foul charge to Chris Dean. As we get to the point where I think Coach Gleason's got to say, all right, call off the troops.
Yeah, you know, J.C. Hammond's had a heck of a game today with 34 points. It'd be a great opportunity to take him out of the game for a round of applause.
Is he college material?
He is. The last time I had a chance to talk to him, it was more about maybe going prep school for a year, but he's definitely going to play somewhere. Someone's going to be very happy with him because he can do a lot of things. Besides shooting the ball, plays good defense, and he's a great distributor of the ball.
It's hard to tell. I'm not expert enough to know D1, D2, D3, but he feels to me like a D2 or better player.
Yeah, he's got the potential. I think at the D, if he went above D2, it would be more of a point guard role, which he could definitely handle.
Yeah, we just showed it there with that run to the lane in the basket. He just grabbed his 36th point of the ball game, and that'll do it. 69-60 is the score. Jake Lamar throws in a little bunny for Classico to end it, and that will do it. The final score in this one is 71-60. Classico, the 3 seed, will move on to play the winner of the next game, Hendricken and Portsmouth. Congratulations to Westerly, a terrific year, and they put up quite the fight. We'll talk about this game when we come back for the postgame show, but for now we'll pause and head back here to the Pensacola Center. You'll hear from the winning coach and our choice for player of the game, the Wrights Farm Restaurant player of the game. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. DICOM Sports presentation of the Open State Quarterfinals here on WPRB.
Taco is proud to support this broadcast and wishes good luck to all the student-athletes. At Taco in Cranston, we are a third-generation family-owned American manufacturer of the highest quality comfort solutions for business and homeowners. 80 years in business, we continue to...